In preparation for World War II, the British government came up with a motivational poster intended to boost the morale of the people who had been threatened with the widely predicted airstrikes upon Britain's major cities. Now, although 2.5 million copies were printed and the air raids did in fact take place, the so-called motivational poster was hardly even publicly displayed or even known about until a copy was rediscovered in the year 2000. As a husband and wife were going through a box of used books, bought at auction to sell in their bookstore. The poster was so catchy, they framed it and put it up behind the cash register so that all who would come into their store would be encouraged to keep calm and carry on. Now, to their surprise, the poster gained much attention, so much so that they began to produce them and sell copies to the regular populace. And then other companies followed suit, creating their own variation of the 1939 British slogan. Today, it's difficult to walk through any five and dime kind of store today without seeing either the original saying or a variation of it on some sort of something, a mug, a pen, a decorative wall hanging, a beach towel, a graphic t-shirt. Now, one of my favorite variations is this one. Keep calm and keep it simple. A mantra I contemplate often, especially having a young family now. Keep calm and keep it simple. And as I was going through the propers for this Sunday, it came back to me again and again. As I thought about our readings about King David, St. Paul, and Jesus and his disciples. Keep calm and keep it simple. In our first reading, from 2 Samuel, we read about the anointing of David as king over Israel at just 30 years old, who would then reign for 40 years. Now, aside all the downfalls, God's word proclaims David becoming greater and greater. Why? Well, quote from the Bible, "For the Lord, the God of hosts, was with him." Did David do everything right? No, of course not. Who can? God's word says all have fallen short of the glory of God. As God's anointed and proclaimed a man after God's own heart, and with a promised throne to establish forever, David kept calm and kept it simple, remembering that our best work is simple work. God does call his children to go overseas, to build great churches near and afar, to give up all things sometimes for a life of prayer in an abbey. But for most of God's people, the greatest work we can ever do is simply to live out God's message of love and grace in our ordinary day-to-day lives. To love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, as the Shema tells us. To write them upon our hearts. To impress them on our children. To talk about them when we sit at home, when we walk along the road, when we lie down, and when we get up. King David had a lot of trust and morale to raise up in the people of Israel after all the detriment King Saul did to the nation. And so he looked to the Lord for battle after battle, win after win for God's people. It was only after he stopped keeping it simple and taking his eyes off the Lord, focusing on something else that he spied off the rooftop palace, that one bad decision turned into another, into another, into another, and went downhill fast. And it is only when the prophet Nathan comes to him and says, "David, look what you have done. Look at all the mess you have created. If only you would have kept calm and kept it simple and kept your eyes to yourself where they belonged and on the Lord God Almighty, that maybe you would have been able to build the Lord's temple for him." God's work can be simple work as we keep our eyes fixed where they can do the most good, on our Lord God and his kingdom, having in mind the things of God, not of men. In Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, Paul mentions a thorn in his flesh. Now, many scholars have hypothesized as to what this nuisance was. But in his letter, Paul makes it very clear that he was tired of it and prayed to the Lord to take it away some three times, probably more, to which the Lord responds simply, "Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." And here again, the alarm goes off in my head and I hear, "Keep calm and keep it simple," which St. Paul did, becoming content in his weakness, hardships, calamities, for the sake of Jesus Christ, knowing that whenever he was weak, then he was strong, and remembering that God had a simple plan for all of his children, to listen and to obey. So simple work to keep our eyes on Jesus, a simple plan to walk in the Lord's purposes for his elect, knowing that even though we are weak in the flesh, when we rely on our faith in the Spirit, simply listening and being obedient as St. Paul did, even in the midst of trial and hardship, we are made strong. But we're not done yet. As we read in our gospel lesson about Jesus in his hometown, where the people are perplexed by his wisdom, his gifts of healing, and his simple message. The good news is not complicated. It is truly simple. Because God is for us, yes? He's not against us. And he would like us to keep calm and keep it simple. So no matter how bad, broken, or complicated we have made our lives or the lives around us, God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, longs to know us and to make us new each and every morning. Thank the Lord, as Romans says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that although the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. God has given the best gift to this world, to know him intimately and to enjoy him forever through the Son, Jesus the Christ. All we have to do is accept this free gift, trusting and believing that Jesus is who he said he was, and that he will come again to take us to where he is. But people are people. And even if the good news is proclaimed by the Son himself, still people will not listen. And amazed at their unbelief, our scriptures tell us, Jesus simply went out to the villages, continuing to teach to all who would listen, and then sent his disciples out the same with a simple mission. Pack lightly, speak plainly, and live openly. Simply stay with those who would listen and receive the good news of Jesus Christ, and leave the places where they would not, relying on the Spirit to lead them wherever the Spirit would have them go. Keeping calm and keeping it simple. And we see from Mark's testimony that their results were simply remarkable. Casting out demons, anointing the sick that they would be healed. The disciples had a simple message to go along with the simple work of our Lord and his simple plan of repentance and love. And the results were simply amazing. King David, St. Paul, Jesus, and the disciples, all called to live for God's greater glory. And so are we as his children. Whether you're a priest, whether you're a retiree, whether you're a parent, a grandparent, a teacher, a manager, a student, whatever you are, as Christians, we are to live lives each and every day that offer up praise to God through our trust and our faithfulness to his call in our lives as his children. As Peter says to all his fellow believers, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Being a Christian doesn't need to be a daunting thing. It gets easier and could even be said to be simple as we keep in mind that it is God's work we are to be called to be about. It is God's plan we are to live into. It's God's message that we are to proclaim to all who would listen through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's God's. It's pretty simple, right? Keep calm, keep it simple. In this place, we like to joke a little bit about my youthfulness, how I look 25. But, you know, the older I get, which is a little bit more than that, the older I get, the simpler I would like things to be. Yet to my chagrin, when I look around in the world about us, things seem to be getting more and more complicated. Not only do I think we're way overextended because of this technological age, which is another sermon for another time, but I also stumbled upon some eye-opening research from our Pew Research and Barna group. A recent Barna report says that persons 13 to 18 years of age are twice as likely as adults to say that they are atheists. Twice as likely. And looking at the data, it is obvious that fewer and fewer of God's created order, generationally, all of us, are choosing to look to the author and sustainer of this world on a regular basis, or even at all, if you look at the generations. Which makes me want to shout out, keep it simple, silly. So, beloved, what are we to do? What are we to do? Say it with me. Keep calm and keep it simple. Keep calm and keep it simple. And continue on giving God the honor due his name, praying and looking for ways to reach outside of ourselves to those around us, to our city, to our country, to our world, as we remember that it is God's work that we are to be about. It's God's plan we are to be living into, and God's message of love and grace that we are to be sharing with any who would listen. Saying to oneself, as I do often, Father Christian, keep calm and keep it simple. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.